You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Tottenham are 4-5 to win it. The draw is 5-2 and Leicester City are 7-2. Enhanced odds, Harry Kane to score and Tottenham to win is 5-2. Riyad Mahrez to score and Leicester City to win in the market at 9-1. Last nine meetings between the two clubs have produced 38 goals in total in the Premier League, and Sunday's game finished 2-2 as well. Both sides rested players like we anticipated in that game in the FA Cup, Lee. And it looks as if we'll have to wait until game time for the news of Jamie Vardy's fitness as well, which will be absolutely pivotal for Leicester City.
Not NFL. It's not NFL. Don't be saying game time.
Game time.
On the punt. Yeah, we will
what
do.
What did you call him then? Oh, on the punt, sorry.
Yeah, we will do. But, I mean, we were told, you know, he's having a groin operation. It'll take a little while for him to come back. So, I mean, whether they'd rush him back in time is...
You know. Ranieri has said 50-50.
Yeah. So... I don't think it'd be a wise decision to rush your star striker back, though. I mean, you look at their away form. Until that Liverpool game, which came as a bit of a bolt out of the blue, really. You know, 3 at West Brom, 3 at Newcastle, 3 at Swansea, 3 at Everton. You know, Tottenham had a little bit of a wobble at home when they drew with Chelsea and lost to Newcastle. Back into form in the Premier League with a 3-0 win over Norwich. I think you know, the overs and the goals probably worth going at again, because, you know, I think Leicester will have a go at them. I'm just going to go with Harry Kane to get a goal here. I think he'll play. I think we obviously know how good a player he is. I think he's in a game where I'm not quite sure what's going to happen, if I'm being honest. I think I'm going to go for that 21-20 for Kane to score. I love watching him play. He comes on, rescues a situation for them at the weekend. If you fancy Spurs, the 5-2 is a great little price. I'm still not quite sure where Leicester are at the minute. That was a really spirited performance, I thought, in the FA Cup. And one that, you know, maybe they... I was kind of surprised that they had it in them. It's almost, with Ranieri, it's almost like he brings in different players and they want to be part of what he's managed this season, what he's brought to the club, and this kind of, this feeling that the club's got around them. It just seemed to be dwindling a little bit, didn't it, in that Man City and Bournemouth game. Suddenly, the spark was lit again. And I wonder, going back to all those changes, if he'll lose it. Would he be better just keeping that same team and going out again and doing the same thing again? Because this is a tricky period for Leicester. They're in at Tottenham, of course, again on Wednesday. Then they're away at Aston Villa, you know, for the weekend. You know, they might not even... they'll probably travel back in between. But, you know, you're talking about just a day in between here for training in each of these games. I'd go with the same team you put out at White Hart Lane and do it all again.
Okay. And you're going over the goals?
I think over 2.5. The price over
2.5. Yeah, 10-11. I'm surprised at that. I'm surprised it's not... a shorter price than that, given the history in this fixture recently.
Well, Tottenham's home scoring form has been really good recently. You know, the 3 against Norwich that I mentioned, scored against Newcastle, but it was in defeat, of course. Scored 4 against Monaco, of course, before that. So, yeah, I like the overs.
Derek, do you see anything here?
Well, both teams have scored as well, 4-5. I mean, you can even get a 1-1 draw there, and you don't have to be over the 2.5. I like the look of that. I think that's what will happen. You know, we've got form guide as recently as Saturday. I still do think Leicester are too big at 7-2. I think I went for number 3-1, didn't I, at the weekend?
Yeah.
I was a big proviso on team news. They've done nothing wrong. I think Leicester, Tottenham are 4-5. I'm not prepared to back them at those odds, you know. At the moment, Tottenham are playing better than they should be playing, getting better results than they should be. When you look at their squad, I don't think it's a title-winning squad, but they're getting good results, which is attributed to the manager, I think, I said on Saturday. But I think it's a bit of an insult that Leicester, who hired on them in the league, at 7-2 to go there and win. So if forced to have a bet on the 90-minute result, it would be Leicester without question. But I think a safe bet, a very safe bet. I think we've been quite adventurous with some of our earlier tips. Time to play safe here. Both teams to score 4-5.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.